From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, the rector of St. Mark's. Welcome.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus prayed for his disciples, and then he said, I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one, as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them, even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory, which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me and made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. This is going to be fun because I have been awake for a couple of days now. And whenever that happens, what happens at this service may not make much sense to you. So let's see. I was given the privilege to be the master of ceremony for the consecration of my friend Kay Ryan to become a bishop. And so I left for Austin on Thursday and spent Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Austin making that happen with 54 participants, the presiding bishop himself, and then 1,000 of my favorite Episcopalians all descending there. Then I got home last night to do the wedding of a teacher of our school, so this place was full, about 300 folks. Got up this morning to preach the morning services, and here I am at 5. Yeah, let's roll. So we'll see what happens, and if anything is offensive, I'm sorry in advance. I have an inner Joe Biden, and we try and keep it at peace. See, the first one's down. The Gospel of John. Back in December, some of you might have been with us. We sat in the parlor right over there, Margaret's parlor, and we read the entire gospel from beginning to end. It took turns reading the chapter, and it took about 2.5-3 hours, but we did it. And then a group of us have been meeting on Wednesday mornings at 7:30, from 7:30 to 8:30, to read the Gospel of John in a more slow way, and since January. So now we're on chapter 18. And one of the things that kind of you catch when you do it that way, read it all at once and then sit down and start reading it slowly, and then the way that we do it on Wednesdays is I read it, and then whenever something gets curious or troublesome or we have a confusion, we stop and talk about it. So right off of the bat, we discovered that the first part of the Gospel of John, the portrayal of Jesus, is he's not a nice person. And I know that's going to come as a shock to you, and I apologize in advance, and you can write the bishop, but it's really interesting. In chapter 2, right away, he does something amazing we all like to talk about. He changes 6 cisterns, I believe, into an amazing amount of wine at a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and his disciples are really impressed. Who wouldn't be? But right after that, he gets and goes down to Jerusalem, and he makes a whip of cords, a flagellum, as it's called, and he drives them all out, the cattle and the sheep, out of the temple. And I sort of stopped, and I thought to myself, People were trying very hard in the group to stay with the Sunday school Jesus, the Sunday school Jesus that we all know and love, the kind, benevolent, loving Jesus with the sheep. But this Jesus is a Jesus who is impatient and mean, has a whip of cords, and he's driving them all out. And why is Jesus so mad at cows and sheep that he's willing to hurt them with a whip? So, oh, y'all are all quiet. Uh-oh, so I've hit a nerve that the mean Jesus is not, you don't like that either, but it's there. And he's impatient and snippy. And he's snippy with people who come up to him and talk to him about what he's doing. And he's just like that the whole, and it's just fascinating to me that this portrayal of Jesus as a real human being who gets kind of frustrated with people. What do you mean? I've told you time and time again. I've told you, I raised somebody from the dead. I fed 5,000 people. I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that. And yet you do not believe. I'm really getting tired of you doing this. And then there's this moment in chapter 13 where there's a change. And he becomes kind and lovely and amazing. The Jesus we like to proclaim to people. That's in the upper room. He puts a towel on. He kneels down. He washes their feet. His friend betrays him. Peter says he loves him. And he spends an inordinate amount of time, chapter 13, all the way to chapter 17. I just read you the end of saying, it's going to be okay. Y'all are going to be okay. God and I are one. You and I are one. We're all in this together. God, you, me. Whatever happens, happens. We're going to be okay. Thank you for being you. Not just thanking you for being you, but thank you for the people that you'll tell and the people that they'll tell and the people that they'll tell. And the whole world will know that God sent me, and what he sent me to do was to bring life to the world. On Friday, again, Friday, while we were setting up for the consecration, all of our phones popped off and we saw again another human being went into another building with another gun and killed about a dozen people and injured some more. And I feel like this is kind of the norm, and inequality and inequity and madness seems to be winning. And we humans, I feel like we probably deserve the impatient, snippy, mean Jesus. I've told you, he says. How many times do I have to tell you? What this is about, what we're to be doing, is not shooting each other. It's not starving each other. It's not who wins. What we are doing, what I have brought to you from the Father in heaven, all these generations, is to remind the world that God dwells with you. Hello? There's a wonderful album out by The National. It's a band Allison and I like. It's got a new song called Not in Kansas Anymore. I can't quote it, but it's got some great lines in it. There's this moment where the singer talks about being in the car and listening to Roberta Flack, and feeling, being with his dad and having this sense of safety where he was unfrightened and eternally unalone. And that's just the gospel. We are with God and we are unfrightened and we are eternally unalone. And then I just like that Roberta Flack reference. So I went and looked it up and was reminded of that song, The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. Your face. Your face. I think we're going to continue to see a violent world where Jesus will be impatient and snippy because it's not getting it. But what I read you tonight is the world doesn't know. But we know. We know, and what we have
is a proclamation that's unbelievable in both sense of that word. It's unbelievable that there was a man raised from the dead. And it's unbelievable how much God loves us. And we have come to believe, and we have come to proclaim. And so whatever it is out there that's going to come for us, we believe in a God that knows our faith and holds us. Holds us. Just like the Roberta Flack song. The first time I ever saw your face. And I think that's our good news. I think here at the end of chapter 17, at the end of the season of Easter, next week is Pentecost, I think we can hold on to this resurrection and keep going. And then I think we can feel that Holy Spirit flow through us and leave this place and proclaim God in a way that can change the world. Amen.
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.